You're listening to a podcast on Money Control.
Hi and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to Simply Save, our weekly podcast on all your money matters. We're in season 2 where we're talking about special financial situations. In our last episode, we spoke about single parents and their finances and how they're going to secure their own finances and their kids. Today we are handling a special situation if a person has undergone a separation or has just gone through it recently. Of course, divorce is something that nobody wishes to encounter in their life, but if it does happen and it's beyond our control, then we must be in command of our finances, because let's be practical, you will need money when you do decide to move on. Now, there are no easy solutions here, and the discussion is going to be very difficult, but this is what we are here for. We are going to discuss with you and we are going to guide you on what you need to do with your money. We are joined by our personal finance editor, Kaizad, and he's going to tell us how to pick up our finances and how to go through with it. Kaizad, hi, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Vaibhavi.
So, we are discussing a very grim topic today.
Yep, that's true. These are all grim topics. Especially the one that we're going to be discussing today, the topic of separation. But, you know, let's face it. I mean, obviously nobody wants to see this day, but, you know, once you've been through this, you know, you've got to pick up the pieces and you've got to carry on with your life. And sure, you will need money in future. I mean, your financial security is very important.
That is true.
Financial independence is very important in this particular case.
Yeah, you're right. So let's just dive in. Now, when it comes to separation, we know that there's a word that's used a lot, alimony, which is the money that women get after a divorce.
True.
So, what do we do with that money? How do we handle it?
Typically, the money, the alimony is paid either it's a lump sum amount or it's a staggered amount over a period of time.
Sure.
But actually, if you ask me, lump sum is always preferred than a staggered. Many financial experts also say that, you know, it's better to take the lump sum money and just get out of it.
Right.
Rather than depend on a staggered inflow that may or may not come in the future. And then, you know, you'll have to follow it up, whether it comes, doesn't come and all that. So there's a lot of uncertainty associated with all of that.
Sure.
Having said that, you know, it's a difficult time. Obviously, it's an emotional time. So take some time off, take some time to cool down, take some time off taking major decisions in your life, especially financial decisions.
Right,
and this
right.
is a time when the settlement money comes to you. So it's a big chunk of money, bigger than what you're usually accustomed to
right.
getting in your normal course of life.
Sure.
And you don't want to do any stupid things with it. You don't want to make any mistakes at the moment. You know, it's
right.
a vulnerable time of your life.
Right, right.
So you'll get a lot of advice from your friends, from your parents, families, do this, do that, invest here, invest there and all that sort.
True.
But I would suggest you to get yourself a good financial planner, talk it out with him or her, and take some time off for decision making, and after 6-7 months you can pick up the pieces and then start finally investing in a coherent manner,
right.
that you don't end up making any investment mistakes.
Right, that's good advice. We are of course not in the state of mind to make any major decisions at that point, so it's good to take some time off and get a financial planner for all your decisions. Now, when we are talking about major factors to take care of when you're going through a separation or if you've just gone through one, what are some of the broad topics that we are going to be looking at?
So, this is gender agnostic now from here on, okay?
Sure.
Now, whether we're talking to a lady or whether we're talking to a man, you know, the most important aspects in case of a separation is obviously your housing. You need to decide where you are going to stay.
Right.
You need to decide on your rent. You know, are you going to buy a house or are you going to rent it out? So you have to start paying your rental income. What are you going to do after your separation as far as your career is concerned?
Sure.
So is you already have an employment, or in the case of, let's say, some housewives, unfortunately, what happens is that, you know, they're not in the workforce. So
sure.
after that, you know, after the separation, you come out and you have to sustain yourself. So
right.
you have to reskill yourself, maybe, you know, get yourself a job. But basically, financial independence is very, very important. And
right.
then last but not the least, kids. So who's in custody of the kids? Is the father in custody or is the mother in custody? So whoever is in the custody of the kid, you have to think about the kid's future also.
Right.
And what happens is that here you are, just as we discussed in the single parent case.
Right.
You know, you have to, your career may, you know, take a back seat for a moment, or, you know, your ambitions.
Sure,
you have
sure.
to align yourself with that of how you're going to raise your children.
Right.
So that's a responsibility. I'm not saying that, you know, you have to just let go of your career and just look after your kid.
Of course.
But that's something that you have to think about.
Right. So you talked about housing. Now let's get into that. One of the main pain points that we often hear when we are talking about separation cases is what happens to the loans that the couple may have taken together. And what happens to the house on which they have taken out that loan?
So housing, basically, so house, it depends on, you know, what your settlement decree says, who gets the house, who doesn't get the house and all of that.
Right.
But what happens is sometimes there are loans also, which are more sticky in nature, in the sense that, you know, you've got to decide who will pay the loan and who doesn't.
Right.
So it depends on who gets the house. It also depends on the fact as to who had got the loan initially. So did the wife get the loan or did the husband get the loan or was there a joint loan? Many couples would have taken a joint loan also because the income tax deduction benefits apply to both of them.
Of course.
Okay, so after a separation, even if the wife gets the house, you know, the loan repayment has to continue. And if it's a joint loan, then they'll have to work it out as to, depending upon the settlement, as to who will continue to pay the loans.
Sure.
And maybe the settlement also, if the husband's share is also there in the loan, the settlement would also include the husband's share if the house goes to the wife.
Right.
If the house goes to the wife and then the loan repayment responsibility goes to the wife.
Okay.
So that also needs to be separated.
Right, right. So now talking about other investments, now this was about the loans that they might have taken out. They might have similarly made some investments together, for example, like a mutual fund or shares or something of that sort. So how do they manage that after a separation?
So mutual funds and shares both are easily separable. Okay,
right.
All you have to do is you have to go to your mutual fund house and present them the necessary proof and documents about what's going on. And depending upon the settlement, the units are then segregated between the wife and the husband.
Sure.
Okay, so if the settlement is, let's say, says that, you know, 50-50 has to be divided. So your 50 units will go to the wife, 50 units will go to the husband in the wife's name and the husband's name respectively.
Okay.
If
okay.
it's 40-60 or 60-40, whatever ratio, it gets divided. Similarly, in the case of shares also, it gets divided. If it's a joint account before joint DMAT account, then the wife will have to open a separate DMAT account in her name, the husband has to open a separate DMAT account in his name, and then the shares are suitably transferred to both the parties in an off market transaction.
Right.
So that's how the investments are separated.
Okay, but that does sound like an easy process, but I'm sure that investments are not the only
factor. It's a time consuming.
It is a time consuming process. But investments, they are not the only financial factors that come into play when there's separation. So what other things do they need to
insurance.
Take?
Insurance is very, very important. Okay?
Okay.
Get yourself a health insurance. We've said this repeatedly in all our podcasts, in season 1, season 2, everywhere we've said that.
Right.
Get yourself a health insurance. If there is a kid in your custody, then get yourself a life insurance also.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
So that apart, you have to again maybe redo your KYC. You have to redo your nominations process, you know, in your investments.
Right.
You may have nominated your husband, but the husband may have nominated the wife. But in after separation, that will change, right?
Right.
So rework your nominations, rework your wills, rework your KYC.
Now, Kezad, we have talked about a lot of points in the podcast about things that need to be taken care of. Can you tell me the most important thing that people have to keep in their minds when it comes to finances after their separation?
So, Vaibhavi, I will say one thing. How to sustain yourself in future, how to be financially independent after your separation is the most important thing. Because everything revolves around that.
Sure, sure. There you have it. These are some of the factors to look take care of. You need to take some time off firstly. Then you need to take care of the housing loans that you may have taken. How to divide the investments and what are the other things, other financial details that you need to take care of. Thank you so much, Kezad, for all the details that you gave us.
Welcome, my pleasure.
Of course, finance is the last thing that is on our mind when we are going through a divorce, but it is, of course, one of the major things that need to be taken care of. I'm sure the listeners also picked up all the significant details that we gave out. God forbid they ever have to face a situation themselves. I'm sure this information will come in handy. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If there are any queries, if there's anything that you need us to address in our next podcast, please write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. And for more such news, views, insights, analysis, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.